Time, I think, for us to look at what media we've been consuming lately. Adam?
I think the one which caught my attention the most has been Almost Human, which is a new J.J. Abrams series as a producer with Carl Urban, I think, in the lead role.
Right, I like
him. It's good. It really surprised me by being effective, believable science fiction in a way that I didn't expect it to be. I thought it was... the premise is that at some point in the future, all cops have to be paired with an android partner. The android partner is largely emotionless because that works best as an android.
Yeah.
One of these cops got paired with one and it went bad and he doesn't trust androids anymore and doesn't want them around. But because he is required to have one, he is given one, which is considered broken because it was an earlier model when they still thought having emotion and human-like would be a plus in an android. And since they discovered it was a bad idea, hence the Almost Human, the android he's paired with is in fact almost human. So in a sense, the series becomes a cop paired with a cop, which perhaps wouldn't be so effective, but nevertheless works surprisingly well because they wrap it in some really nice, genuine, so far, science fiction stories. And sex bots, which was an interesting episode. But, you know, they went there.
Yep.
And that was an interesting choice. In the second episode, they went there. It was like Cherry 2000, only, you know, modern.
So I did see the first episode. And it looks like they're developing a nice buddy.
Yeah, it actually has promise, that series. I think it could work.
The android is also working to subvert his hatred of androids, so there's this...
The android
racism? What would you call it?
Yeah, there's a little androidism. Element of that.
Androidism.
There's a little
we
bit
can't
of,
call it androgyny,
of
that means something else.
Alienation floating around in the way they're doing it. There's a little bit of hint of some other series that we've seen before, but it's nice. It's surprisingly intelligent, which is what I like about it so far.
Mm. I picked up, relatively cheap, the first two seasons of Community, which is a half-hour comedy set in a community college. Ostensibly.
Ostensibly.
I think by the end of the first season, they sort of decided to be really way out and strange. And some of the characters are wonderful, Abed in particular. as the season develops, sets up his polo deck in his spare room, which is basically a room painted with lines and stuff in which he uses imagination. There are a whole range of SF references through it, so much so by the time you reach season two or three, they've got Inspector Space Time, which is a clear homage to Doctor Who. The things went weird with the end of season one with their paintball episode, and they repeated a two-part paintball episode in season two, which was a homage to the Man with No Name films and the Marconi films of the Strange from the Desert, all this in the context of a community college, so it's a bit odd. Some very clever ensemble cast, a very strange little show. Seasons 1, 2 and 3 are great. By the time you hit season 4, the original creator has left the show, basically being forced out, and they're trying to whip it into shape as not being as strange as it really is. So it just loses it by the time you hit seasons 4 and 5, so don't worry about them. But season 1 starts setting it up. By the time you hit season 2, they're in their prime, and they are wonderful stories, and they're very strange. Lots of imagination, interesting cast of characters, the interaction between them is wonderful, well worth seeing. They're half hour shows, so it's like 20 minutes an episode. Some nice fanish SF references all the way through. I enjoyed it immensely. I mean, I was laughing out loud at this show, which is odd given there's no one else in the room.
It's good when that happens.